Well, we're back.
They said it wouldn't last.
Where you been, Gil? You just come for the big games, huh?
Exactly right.
I understand.
He doesn't need training.
No.
That was
you and Simeon should start hanging around.
Are you excited to get these press conferences going?
I am, Dave. You're pretty excited yourself, you look like, yeah. Good. How's the Cubs doing? Good. Good.
We knew Buffalo was on the schedule.
Well, thank you. That's all
good. That. You knew Buffalo was going to be on your schedule. Were you glad to see that it was early in the season rather than late?
Well, I can't say I look forward to playing in Buffalo when it's 20 degrees below zero, which I've done a number of times, but they got a great home crowd. It's a great football atmosphere, and it's always a battle. I enjoy playing them because it's a game you really got to prepare for, and you know what type of environment you're getting into.
After all these years, does anything feel different going into this season?
No, it's the same thing every year. You know, you got your butterflies, and everybody looks forward to that first game before you get started. All your preparation during your off season, obviously, you know, through the four preseason games, leads up to, you know, this weekend to get started off, hopefully, on the right note. And you got two teams wanting to start out with a win. And you got to play exceptionally well to play in somebody's backyard, especially Buffalo. And even though they won seven games last year, I think everybody knows how many games they've lost by one, two, or three points. So even that record is not indicative of what type of team they are. And big play potential in offense. Evans has made a lot of big plays, obviously. Quarterback can not only scramble, but he's come up with a number of big plays, especially in the second half of the season. And defensively, you know, they don't make many mistakes.
Mike, after the last two openers, do you do anything different preparation-wise this year?
Well, I'm not sure any preparation. Hopefully the result's a little bit different, but no, we don't do anything different.
Based on what you've seen in practice with your offense, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel good where we're at. You know, you always hopefully putting it together, you know, on game day. You know, eliminate the mistakes, eliminate the turnovers, different things you strive for. And, you know, the difference between winning and losing is indicated by you know, not turning the ball over with turnovers, as we preach all the time. So you're hoping that you've worked on it enough where it carries over to game day.
Do you believe your young quarterback is totally prepared for this?
I think you know, obviously last year helped him a lot. This is a learning experience as we go on, game by game, year by year. He's going to get better and better as time goes on. You try to eliminate mistakes and play as hard as you can, and the key for him is preparation. He's got to go into it with total confidence, and he knows the game plan inside and out, that he knows everything that they do on defense in all situations. And you know, you really don't have time to get nervous if you prepare well and you work during the week, and I believe he'll do that.
Well, you still have more practices to go. What is the outlook on Simeon possibly playing this Sunday?
I really don't know. You know, I know he's a guy that really stays in great shape. I get a chance to evaluate him this week. My first thought is he would dress this week, but I can't tell you that for sure.
What contribution do you expect he can provide this year?
Probably 20, 25 sacks, somewhere in that area.
Mike, is preparing for the opener different because you don't have any regular season tape of the Bills to look at?
Not really. I mean, you go back, you know, I know Dick quite well, what they've been doing defensively, just like he knows what we've been doing offensively, and goes back and takes a look at Miami, what they've done through the years with Jim and Green Bay. And, you know, you've got the coordinators, and even though there's a coaching change, I don't think it's very hard to figure out what someone's philosophy is and what they've done, you know, through their past.
We've talked about the great receivers in this league. Rarely is Lee Evans mentioned. Mm-hmm. We need his numbers, the way he plays. Should he be mentioned in that group as one of the better receivers in this league?
Well, I mean, football coaches know that, people that watch it. I think there's a number of media people that know what type of speed he has and potential. But you're right, you don't hear his name as often as you probably should. But he definitely is a big play receiver, and you just look at his stats, what he did last year. I think he was second to T.O. in 20-plus gains, so that's pretty impressive.
With all the changes you've made on both sides of the ball, Mike, is there any more uncertainty for you going into the first season in terms of what you're going to see?
Yeah, you never know for sure. You know, a lot of these guys haven't played, obviously, as a Bronco. Some guys haven't started as a Bronco, so you're just hoping all the preparation you've done obviously works out well. But there is that, you know, that question mark when you have a number of changes, how cohesive are you going to be? I believe we will be. We'll find out on Sunday.
Mike, you got some inexperience and a lot of new faces. Do you anticipate this team getting better as the season goes on?
Well, I think most teams, you're hoping that you get better as the season goes on, regardless of what your situation is. I think that's usually the case, but hopefully we'll be a lot better offensively than we were a year ago. You know, that was one of the poorest years we've had in a long time. You know, point production, running offense, passing offense, and so we can make some big improvements on offense and defensively. Obviously, putting the scheme together, you got to get good at your base to be a great defense, and hopefully we just keep on getting better.
You've had some teams in recent years that were better earlier in the season than they were down the stretch last season, for instance. Do you feel like you have a good feel for why that's been the case, and or is not letting it happen again?
Well, you know, there's some that's good, some that's bad. You know, the bottom line is, do you get it done? The two Super Bowl years, you know, we were sitting in this room together, and we probably didn't even deserve to be in the Super Bowl because we lost, you know, games 14 and 15 and gave up 500-600 yards. So once you get there, it's what you do. And, you know, we're 13-3 year and going to the AFC Championship. We played pretty good down the stretch, and obviously we still didn't get it done. The bottom line is, you know, you got to find a way to get it done in the playoffs. And obviously, you know, we made some changes this season, and hopefully it pays dividends. We'll find out as the season goes on. Okay, thanks.